she had been very fond of Eric and Mrs. Coe, and was a friend, you know, and she was very deeply moved by his passing, and immediately had the, you know, in the next session of the Society of American Composers proposed that a memorial concert should be given. And it was accepted, of course. But the concerts of the American composers were usually more in the smaller chamber music area. And now when this man came and said that he wanted to do this with orchestra, and he contacted the union, and the union was participating and gave from its performance fund money to have this concert. And so this was set up.
I see.
I contacted first Ida Schlatter and wanted to do the piano concert. Mm-hmm. But she was adamant and wanted to do the premiere only in Vienna. And so I then contacted the Neukrug, who was recommended to me, and they said that he was one of the finest cellists here, which I think was true.
Oh yes, marvelous.
And because he played beautiful, just wonderful. And so this concert was held. I don't think that Dave Forrester had enough experience as a conductor to carry this music that is partly very difficult, through, as it should be. And before that happened, Norman Wright, Eric's friend of the, you know, the chorus director of the Methodist Church, had made a memorial concert at his church. And he had usually about every year given the Requiem with his choir, and they knew it, and they participated.
I see.
In this concert that the Requiem was. And Ella Lee sang the prayer with orchestra at this occasion. And the Passacaglia was played, and the cello concerto, and the Ouverture to Job, and the Cossack dance, too. And I think it was basically a beautiful concert. Though the Passacaglia was too slow, and the Requiem was too fast, and so on.
Well,
you know.
And certainly the spirit was there in the intention.
I must say that Eric in his life had very, very few concerts that were really to his wishes, you know, and were really, really fulfilling, as good as they should be. Especially the orchestra concerts left quite a bit to be desired, you know? Either it was a community orchestra that didn't have the orchestra as good, or the conductor was sometimes not the best, and so on. He never had a really first-class performance, or very seldom. And the ones that we had, we didn't hear, because they were not here, like Steinberg. We never heard Steinberg conduct.
Oh, I see. Huh? In spite of Eric's deep involvement with Job, it's true also that he had other plans, isn't it? And that had he lived longer, these might well have come to fruition. We've talked a little bit already about his correspondence with Feuchtwanger. Maybe we can mention that in a little more detail now.
Well, he was always looking for opera, you know, librettos, because opera was his first love, and he was a born opera composer that was somehow, you know, frustrated by lack of books and librettos. And we had met Feuchtwanger and became very friendly, and had seen his play, The Devil in Boston, that was given here. And it seemed to Eric that it was a text with which he could do a lot, you know? And it had these elements of mysticism, and it had the starkness that appealed to him in this period, and so on. And so we, proposed that to Feuchtwanger, and Feuchtwanger was very interested. And there ensued then an exchange of letters, in which it turned out that what he wanted of Feuchtwanger was too much. I mean, it would have involved a lot, maybe months long, eight months, as he said, for him, that he was